You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. The FDA is trying to make it easier for drug companies to provide over-the-counter opioid overdose antidote. By Anna Edney for Bloomberg. The Food and Drug Administration is trying to make it easier for drug companies to make non-prescription versions of opioid overdose antidote naloxone. The agency has created sample consumer-friendly labels drug makers can use when they apply for permission to sell over-the-counter naloxone as a nasal spray or auto-injector, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said in a statement on Thursday. This is the first time the agency has created and tested a label for a drug consumers can purchase directly, he said. Key insights. Emergent BioSolutions sells a prescription naloxone nasal spray known as Narcan. Opiant Pharmaceuticals developed the spray and collects royalties on it. Kaleo marks prescription Evzio, a naloxone auto-injector. Most states allow naloxone to be dispensed without a prescription, but pharmacist participation has been spotty. Gottlieb said a requirement for testing showing that consumers can read a label and use a non-prescription drug properly has been a barrier for companies that want to sell over-the-counter naloxone. Companies will still have to ensure consumers understand parts of the label that are product-specific. Get more. The move is part of a wider effort to reduce overdose deaths. The FDA has explored limiting the number of opioids per prescription. It's also required more training for medical professionals on prescribing the painkillers. Opioids were involved in 47,600 overdose deaths in 2017, or almost 68% of all fatal overdoses, according to the CDC.